Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, it's 10 p.m. and we just watched the PS5's latest showcase reveal type thing. And we finally know the release date and the price. It feels like we've been waiting for months and months on end. The price of the PlayStation 5 is $500 US or 449 English pounds, 99 yes. pounds on the end of each one. Which I guess I should clarify, $499.99 thing as well. You know what I mean? It's $500 in the US. Not like it's an important piece of news. And it's $450 in the UK. And the release date is November 12th. In America and November 19th for the rest of the world, which means it'll be coming out on a Thursday of the same week as the Xbox One, Xbox Series S and X, which comes out on the Tuesday of that week, and then on November 12th, which is the Thursday, but the rest of the world has to wait a whole other week to get our hands on it.
Scott Tilford, I wonder, do you think that's because, you know, in Europe, I feel like PlayStation has a kind of a tighter hold over the audience. You know, in the UK, PlayStation sell way more than Xboxes do. I wonder if because America and like Canada and stuff is more contested battlegrounds in terms of the console war, maybe they just want to get out first and be like, look, Americans, we're out first. We're the same price, buy me, and then the rest of the world will be following suit anyway.
Possibly. I mean, that's one of the only things that, because the thing that I'm so curious to see play out is, does this affect the general value proposition of next gen? Because Sony haven't, you know, really been affected that much by the Series S being $300 or pounds or whatever. Because at the same, you know, they, as soon as Xbox did that, as soon as Microsoft got out ahead and said, look, you can access next gen stuff for a supremely cheap price point, or effective price point, it was always that thing of like, oh, how much can Sony afford to push it back up? They don't care. They just busted out the whole showcase, God of War 2, we don't care. So we're just going to go full on premium price point, which puts the Series X directly up against the PS5 at half a grand each, essentially. What do you think of it in terms of that stuff? Do you think that people will just pay it because the sheer amount of stuff being offered is just ridiculous?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I feel like everyone was sort of bracing themselves for it to be a bit more expensive than the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One was, or I guess, you know, not quite when including the Kinect, but whatever, you know, more expensive than last gen, essentially, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot more, you know, power beneath the hood, there's more games that are being shown off, a lot to look forward to, and I feel like it's not going to be too much. I feel like 450, especially for like, you know, £450, is kind of like the sweet spot anymore. And I feel like people would think they're taking the piss a bit, you know, especially with everything that's going on. Uh-huh. But I feel like it looks like a reasonable price. At least it does to me, especially when you have, I think this is important as well, especially when you have that, you know, secondary option, you have the option to knock £100 off, $100 off, which isn't an insubstantial amount, and get a discless version. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if that sells like hotcakes, you know, £350 for the next gen system, like a proper next gen system, not a watered down thing, you know, like the S is. And don't get me wrong, I think the S is a great value proposition, but it's very clearly been set up as this kind of, you know, almost budget entry level next gen system. It's not one of the big hitters. And I feel like, you know, if you have something, you have an option for $350 and you also have the higher end one, like you're covering both bases. You're not going to get, you know, people annoyed at you for going too high. And you just essentially, hopefully anyway, I think people will be receptive to it in the same way they were receptive to Microsoft's pricing. I think both of them have, you know, been very competitive, and it kind of makes me wonder, Scott Tilford, whether it needed to be drawn out so long, whether you're just going to more or less do the same thing.
I mean, how long have we waited for clarification on this, considering that like the first rumblings were literal months ago? But I think, like you said, it's a very competitive price point. I think that, I mean, it's when I was I was going to say, when I was younger and I had to save up a hell of a lot more, at this stage, I'm literally just going to throw like a month's wages at it and just hope for the best. But I think that it's one of those things where, you know, if you were saving up that much money to splash out on sort of £300 or $300 anyway, I guess it'd be £250, you might as well, quote unquote, go that little bit more if you're a parent spending out on Christmas, or if you've been saving up, you're trying to convince your family to lend you some money to go that extra mile to get the fancy version. I wonder if they've priced the, you know, the discless version of the PS5. It's directly in between the Series S and the Series X. It's directly right in the middle. And if you were trying to convince someone, or you were going to go that extra mile for the Christmas present and just get them the bigger console, the one that seems to have more hype around it, etc., maybe that's just an effective thing too, that, like, you know, 400 is kind of like a ballpark figure, especially in previous generations as well.
Totally, man. Like, I'm going to be really interested in seeing the reports coming out of this and seeing whether and how much of a loss, you know, Sony and Microsoft are going to be making on these machines, if any. Because a lot of the time, you know, every time a console generation comes around, the two big console makers, you know, sell their machines at a loss to make the profits up on software and stuff just to get it in people's homes. And I wonder whether, you know, this was the plan all along, or whether they have reacted to Microsoft's pricing and then gone, you know, okay, we'll match that. We can take that loss. We can take that loss to be, you know, as competitive. I wonder if it was originally going to be higher or what, because, you know, I don't know. I think there were a lot of horror stories about, you know, we've covered it in news before, you know, about this potentially being $599 or $550 or something like that. And I feel like this is like the lowest they probably could have done without hemorrhaging money, I suppose.
I would hope, because that was the thing. Last time Sony were on top of a generation, back when it was the PS2, and they were riding so stupidly high, the PS3's price point was absolutely ridiculous. And everybody, and they pretty much cost them the generation. I know it sold very well eventually, but a lot of the perception around it at the time was just outright, what the hell? And you had, I think it was Ken Kutaragi at the time saying, like, oh, you're going to want to get another job to afford this. And it was just like, what the hell are you guys saying? And I wonder how much that hubris was there before Microsoft kind of undercut them and just said, well, we're not going to do that. We're offering a potential point of version of next gen for £300 or dollars or whatever. Then they have to kind of respond to that. I wonder if those original price points were real or whatever. But overall, do you think this seems like the right kind of price point for this? Because obviously we've kind of gotten used to the last few weeks with Microsoft stuff saying next gen is available for £300 $300 or £250. Their PS5 is straight up pretty much half a grand. If you want to retain your discs anyway,
I don't think it's like, you know, the total kind of like win mic drop zinger that it was back in 2013, where they completely undercut Microsoft and were like, look, you have every reason to buy us and not buy the competition. I think it's just, like I said, it's what I expected when I saw both the dates and the price come up. I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. You know what I mean? I didn't expect it to be any more. I didn't really expect it to be any less, especially because of all of the reports. I think it's interesting that I don't think they mentioned pre-orders, which is quite confusing.
No, actually. Yeah.
At least not in the, they might have done it since we've recorded this video, but that's kind of fascinating because, you know, there have been rumors this week about potential shortages in production. And I know Sony have officially gone out and said, look, we haven't cut any forecasts. We're shipping and making the amount that we originally intended to. But, you know, the fact that they were going to split up the release as well, the US and then the rest of the world, that was also part of, like, those leaks. I wonder how closely they are tied together. And in the small print, obviously, it said, you know, they're still figuring out China's rollout and they're still, everything's subject to how much they can actually ship into your country. So I wonder whether it's going to be this kind of, like, mad dash to get a PlayStation or whether there are going to be copious amounts of launch.
Yeah, that's the big question, because I haven't pre-ordered a console in years, because it's always like, well, you know, there'll be enough. I'm just always against pre-orders. I don't want to give you my money until I know exactly what I'm getting. And that's always kind of the thing. So I think, yeah, they obviously want to create that general sort of sensibility. They want you to have a mad scramble for the system. And this is their last sort of conference showcase thing before the reveal. So yeah, I mean, they were taking pre-orders where they didn't know what the price was. You could just reserve one. And then I guess those retailers have to refund the difference. But yeah, I mean, at least now we know, and it's coming in a couple of months. I just think it's fascinating that it's dropping within the exact same week as the Xbox, but just a couple of days later. So it's almost like if you're trying to decide between the two, it's very much just sort of like, well, just hold on a couple of days. I don't know. Don't worry about it. And then maybe use your money for us. Like, we've got this thing. Well, it's a weird strategy, or an effective strategy, I guess.
They've always been like head to head, but I feel like, you know, this time around it's more so than ever, you know what I mean? We've got the similar price points, we've got them coming out similar weeks. We haven't got too much difference in terms of technology and stuff. I suppose the biggest difference at the moment is the Xbox Series S and the accessibility of that, and then the amount of exclusives Sony have, the amount of games that they've shown off
stuff
and announced.
Is ludicrous as well. Like that's our next video we'll do directly after we film this one. It's just breaking down everything that was shown, because oh my sweet lord, Final Fantasy 16 being a console exclusive is just ludicrous. But yeah, we'll get to that stuff. Let us know what you think down in the comments below of the price and the release date of the PS5 and whether it swayed you away from potentially the Series S. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye. Scott, which version are you going to get?
Both of them, mate. Just give me all of them. Whichever. Just give me every single one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.